More than a decade in planning, years of construction, and this weekend, V&A Dundee officially opens. I'm Alan Smith, and I watched the £1 billion waterfront development project come into being at its focal point, the £80 million design museum. It's transformed Dundee's landscape, and in doing so, the landscape had to change.
I remember the heydays, I suppose, when we had the hideous monstrosity of Tayside House and the walkways and the Hilton Hotel and the old ugly railway station.
City Council leader John Alexander's outlining the concrete jungle that had to go to reconnect the city with its river. New roads were created, and in the background, more work to create the museum, including the search for someone to design it. Japanese architect Kengo Kuma won the international search for a designer. He had a simple idea for what he wanted to create.
A cliff, as a sea cliff, as a northeast Scotland, as a because of this special location between water and the cities, as a, we are trying to achieve a kind of organic quality to the building.
Planning permission for the ambitious building was given the go-ahead in 2012, and it all looked like smooth sailing. But in early 2015, with building work due to get underway, it was revealed the cost would soar from £45 million to £80. Mike Galloway, the council's city development boss, says it was a difficult day, but galvanised the will to make V&A Dundee happen.
What we did at that point was look to see how we could amend the project and the building to try and bring it back closer to the budget. But what was remarkable was that politicians at a national level and a local level said, don't cheapen the scheme, build it as it is, and we will somehow manage to find the money. And I am forever grateful of that approach and that bravery.
And with that commitment, construction got underway in 2015, where Nicola Dowds picks up the story.
Well, one of the things you'll notice today is how the museum's like a boat sailing out into the Tay. Well, in order for that to happen, an incredible dam was built into the water, marking the first stage of development. I watched it being built before the project really picked up the pace, bringing an influx of jobs during construction. Annie Davis from BAM Construction says it's been an incredible journey and a source of local pride.
Every day when you're walking out on site, is seeing people going past and looking at it and taking photos. Everyone turns and looks at it and stops to take a photo. So I think for us, like, that's quite humbling, seeing how proud people are of this building.
And while building carried on, the city was hard at work too, raising its cultural ambitions, and there was a UK first, being named a UNESCO City of Design.
We've got our incredible design heritage, but this is our design future, and we're really excited to see what changes it brings to Dundee.
Anna Day heads up that work in the city. So fast forward to 2017, and Dundee's ambition continued, putting forward a bid to become the European capital of culture as Kengo Kuma's vision grew larger and larger in the background. And then at the turn of the year, the news that Dundee, Scotland and beyond had waited for.
We're looking forward to welcoming to the museum when we open the doors on the 15th of September.
V&A Director Philip Long there talking to me, Hazel Martin, back in January when the opening date was confirmed. Just a few weeks later, Kengo Kuma visited the completed site, starting the final countdown to this week when Tay News got its first glimpse inside the museum, home to an eclectic range of exhibits.
One of the first things you see is a piece of fashion by Christopher Kane, hugely important, next to a screen that shows Lemmings, one of Dundee's great video game exports. And then, of course, one of the real highlights is the Oak Room, which is right at the heart of the galleries, and that is just an extraordinary Macintosh interior.
This opening weekend's being marked with the 3D Festival. A museum ambassador, Andrew Batchelor, who runs the Dundee Culture website, says it's all about looking to the future and beyond.
I've been trying to promote the younger voice for the museum, and I've been doing that quite well, and I feel like that's quite an important part to it, because there's a lot of young people who are growing up in the city who'll have this on their doorstep, and to be one of them, it's going to be quite special. And for people who are interested in design and those who are even not interested in design, it kind of gives an opportunity for them to maybe be influenced.
Around 20,000 will take in the festival over the weekend, and some lucky ticket holders will get into the museum first tomorrow. There'll also be lots of performances at Slessor Gardens, including Primal Scream and Dundee musician B. Charlotte. DF Concerts boss Jeff Ellis put it together.
This is more than just a concert, with the dance pieces, you know, taking place as well, and the sound and light installation, it is going to be a wow factor.
And now, director Philip Long is ready to welcome Dundee and the world.
From Monday, everybody is welcome without a ticket.